This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey!
Oh, hi is something that's not for horses. Do not feed your horses. Hi.
Hi.
If your horse eats hi, call poison control immediately.
The song?
Call poison control and they'll work closely together with animal control.
Have I talked so intensely on this podcast about how I used to listen to the song Because I Got High before bed every night when I was in like the third grade?
Oh, I forgot about that song.
It was 104.1 KRBE, Houston's greatest pop hits. And they, for some reason, there was like a 2-month period where every night they'd play this at exactly my bedtime. They'd be like, because I got high. And I didn't know what it meant, but I was like, because I got high.
Do you know what two sister songs I love and that don't get enough credit?
What?
Both by Tove Lo.
What?
Talking Bodies. And then it's like, gotta stay high all the time. I'm not doing
this. I don't know that. Who is Tove Lo? Is Tove Lo the Swedish girl?
Yeah. And then like, actually,
maybe
Tove Lo.
Actually,
might be Tove Lo.
Is it Tove Lo?
It's Tove Lo.
I know, but I think it's actually not. Because like, she famously went on Drag Race as a judge and Rue said her name in some strange way. And everyone was like, oh my God, he mispronounced her name. And then she like came forward and was like, that's how you say it.
You know what we just, well, that's interesting. And what we just, in fact, before we started recording. Oh, yeah. It's kind of resonating.
And Talking Bodies, you got a perfect one, so put it on me.
Wait, what's the lyric?
And if we're talking bodies.
Yeah.
You got a perfect one, so put it on me.
In my next chapter, whatever, I'm going to write pop songs for young stars.
I need a next chapter.
Wait, we just unpacked. My first word as a baby was hi.
Right, yes.
How beautiful is that?
That is really...
I would stand in my crib and I would go, hi, hi.
That's very kind of like hi. Appropriate. It's always appropriate to say hi.
Hi.
I just went to the gym. No one cool was there.
No one cool was at the gym. I'm sorry.
Well, I sometimes see someone. Well,
sure.
I take that out. No, leave
keep
it in.
What was your first word as a baby?
Like, my family, it doesn't have that culture where, like, they know your first word. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hot off a healing session.
Right. And I'm hot off of a breathwork session, but not hot, warm, because I had it yesterday.
Yes. So tell us about it.
Well, you want to tell us about your healing?
Yes. Well, I was connecting with a woman in New Zealand who is Polish.
Wow.
And she only does two. First of all, this is incredible. She only does 2-hour sessions.
What?
You can't find anything about her online. She insists on being paid in cash. And so she asked me.
To mail her cash?
Okay, so here's what happened. So I'm doing my show in New Zealand. I meet this gorgeous, gorgeous girl after the show. And she's like, I have someone, a healer for you. I was like, great. This girl's name is Bleep Redacted. So she gives me the info. And then let's make up a name.
Jemima Kirk.
Okay, Jemima Kirk. I meet Jemima Kirk after the show. And Jemima.Kirk. And then today during the session, we have this 2-hour session. I'm like, oh, so by the way, how do I? First of all, after the session, she's like, okay, so we need to do 3 of these this week before we lose the flow.
Oh my
God. We need 3 more this
week.
How
much does it cost, may I ask?
It's 200 New Zealand dollars, which is like half as much here.
Cool.
So it's actually not that, it's actually cheaper than therapy for me.
Do you get a, okay.
So then she goes, you can contact Jemima Kirk about how to pay me. I was like, wait, but I actually don't know that girl. She goes, well, I only take cash, so you're going to have to send it to her, and then she's going to bring me cash in an envelope. And I'm like,
what?
But I love when a healer doesn't insist on being paid. I'm like, okay, respect. Like, you actually are like doing something.
You're here to work.
And she laid her hands on me. You know, so, and this is, okay, there's a thing, right up top, I tune in. She goes, oh my God, there's so much yellow light around you. She's like, I'm seeing a lot of yellow light.
Is that good or bad? Should I go to this person?
Maybe.
Can you connect me with Jemima?
Maybe. You play your cards, right?
So what, then, do you Venmo Jemima?
I haven't decided yet. I just got off Zoom with her 2 seconds ago. So then she's like, all this yellow light around you. We're talking. She said, there's a woman who played the cello who is watching over me. Shout out to my cello girl.
Wait, did she say if it's good or bad that you have yellow light?
It's good. It's good. It's warm.
Okay.
It's love.
I
she goes, I have yellow light, I have purple light, and green light. But
I hate to
the
know
first
light
thing she says is
me.
Yellow light. And then I will find out. And then I'm laying, she begins to lay her hands on me virtually. And I go, oh my God, how funny. The sublet I'm staying in for the month. Wi-Fi password? Yellow light.
Are you serious?
Full body chills.
Look at me. Yellow roses, Micah, from our podcast.
Wait, how was that for what?
Because Micah from the podcast that you recommended always brought yellow roses. Oh my God. I know.
I was like, there's no way he's talking about what I think he's talking about. You listened to that. I was like, wait, you're going to my true crime? Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, shout
R.I.P.,
out.
R.I.P., literally.
Shout out to all my
double,
everywhere.
That's a double rip. Okay, anyway, so that was my session. It feels crazy to see her 3 more times this week, but for 2 hours each, but I think I'm going to do it.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's a steal. It's cheaper than my lymphatic drainage massage, which did nothing but give me a stomach bug, which I'm only now getting over.
Wow.
Los Angeles starter pack, get a stomach bug.
I
both ends, coming out both ends.
I'd rather it was good. The woman kept saying fuck during it. Because like she was, she took me back to my past and like, and she was like, and this fucking lady, like she kept saying, I was like, can you stop?
Like, I'm a Christian.
I was like, can you say friggin'?
I remember the first time I said friggin' in front of my mom in like the sixth grade, she freaked out.
She freaked for friggin'?
She goes, do you know what that's a substitute for?
Oh my God, a substitute. Do you know that's a low-cal substitute for?
Okay, so she said,
no, you know what no one talks about anymore?
What?
Margarine.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Daughter's name, though. Put it on the list. Margarine Colin Regan.
Yeah, margarine was like a huge part of the culture.
Taylor Swift's Marjorie, but margarine.
Yeah. Did she become a billionaire? Is that what people are talking about? This will come out in months. I think she might have just become a billionaire.
How is she not already?
You know when you see things online and you're like, you kind of have to work backwards to be like, what is this in response
deduce.
To? Yeah.
And you have to do deducing.
I think it might be in response to Taylor becoming a billion. But no, I don't think she, I was actually surprised she got there already, to be honest.
Really?
Well, billion is so much.
Right. Well, Laika says, I'm just at the beginning of my career and I'm going to make people across the world laugh until they're crying.
Oh my God.
But she goes, the problem right now is that I'm going home and crying afterwards. She's not wrong, love.
I started, this will come out in so long, but I started The Traitors last night.
I cannot wait.
So good, but
I can too.
I know. Well, she's kind of a non-factor so far.
Who is major? I don't know the other cast.
Parvati's being major. Honestly, a lot of my people are being major. Mm. Sandra. I will say this is only said with nothing but absolute love, reverence, and respect.
I can't
wait. Like,
I already know.
Truly high camp because Sandra from Survivor has full like adult braces. And it's just like so unexpected because we've seen her play 4 Survivor seasons. She's never had them. And then she showed up to The Traitors. And I was texting with Aaron Jackson about it, and I was like, it's such camp, it's brilliant, it's genius. And he was like, yeah, you won, you know, $2 million on Survivor, she won twice, and you can't get Invisalign.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, because the thing about the braces, and this is, again, she looks amazing, and I think that she shouldn't change a
thing. And all bodies are beautiful,
But they do something about the braces. I'm like, are these from the 1950s? Like, they don't feel like even modern day braces.
Can I see an image?
I don't know.
You know, I think I should wear braces for my next special, and it'll be like when Ali Wong disrupted the industry by being pregnant during her special. Mine will be like, oh, wait, did you see that adult with braces during her special?
You know, I saw an image on Instagram.com that was like, it was 3 women at one of their baby showers, but they all were pregnant. And like, you know, when women
my first impulse, gross.
You know, when women are pregnant and they hold their stomach as
so you
though,
know.
Well, it's kind of like, it's not going to fall off if you don't hold it.
I think it's more like they're showing you, like, I'm not just fat. Not there's anything wrong with being fat. Being fat's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like as though they're holding their babies, but it's like, guess what? It's attached.
What if they're rehearsing for the big event?
Yeah. But that would almost be like if you had, like, a baby Bjorn, but you still were holding it.
So why did it get to be called that? Such a beautiful name.
I don't know.
Baby Bjorn, baby Bjorn.
Baby Bjorn. And baby is Bjorn. It spelled like Bjorn, the recording artist?
No, that's Bjork.
Oh, right.
But there's Peter Bjorn.
But I mean, is it spelled like that? With a J.
Yeah, it's BJ.
No, interesting. I saw him at a CVS once in Hollywood.
You slept with him at a CVS?
I saw him. But we didn't sleep.
You didn't get in the sack.
Oh my God. It reminds me of, like, this girl, Stacy, from my high school, who she was, like, you know, sexually active. And
lucky, lucky girl.
She had this friend who, we were, like, sophomores, but, like, I just remember she was sitting behind her in homeroom and Stacy was telling her about this guy and her friend was like, are you going to sleep with him, Stacy? And the thing about it seems so quaint. Like, are you going to sleep with him, Stacy? Is just, for one, Stacy as a name is such like a TV show character. And then, are you going to sleep with him, Stacy? I'm like, I'm watching Friends right now.
Yeah.
I miss them.
I wonder if Stacy slept with him.
I'm in pajamas, essentially, because our guest is family that we're having after this.
I cannot wait to see that girl.
I know.
I'm in jeans.
Cool.
I feel so light after my session, even though, you know, so basically, yeah, I've been puking since Friday night.
Wow, puking.
And bottom.
Wow, you've been bottoming.
I've been bottoming all weekend. there's a little stool in the bathroom where I'm staying.
Like a squatty potty?
Not quite. More just like a lovely lady would sit there and shave her legs on it.
I see.
But on the stool, I had like a roll of toilet paper and a mug of water. And Brian was like, okay, your office. I was like, setting up shop. I'm so in love right now.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Sometimes I forget how much I love him and then I am with him and I'm like, wait, you rock.
I wonder if I ever will be in love.
You definitely will be.
Why not?
Well, that not with that attitude.
Yeah. I
Lika says don't do that.
But what was I going to say?
So Breathwork was saying fuck a lot.
She was saying fuck a lot. I will say I was nervous because when I famously tried to do EMDR, we like had to end our partnership.
So wait. Who did you do EMDR with? Same woman, a different woman?
No, different woman. Okay. That was recommended to me by our friend.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're
worried that the two practices were connected.
I wasn't worried that they were connected, but I didn't have a negative experience with EMDR, but my therapist who did do EMDR with me, who wore a scrunchie every session, we couldn't connect on, like, she didn't understand that I didn't understand what my core wound was, so she'd be like, she's like, okay, so to start out, what's your core wound? And I was like, if I knew that, like, I wouldn't be here. And then she was like, okay, let me just read you a list of, like, potential core wounds. And then she, like, got, like, a printout. And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, it was like, no one likes me. I'm not good enough. I'm not safe. Could it be I'm not safe? And I was like, yeah, it could be I'm not safe. And she's like, okay, let's keep reading. And I was like, well, okay, well, what? And then we couldn't even land on one. And then, like, she would just talk to me for the rest of the session. And so then I was like, let's just call it. Like, let's just call it. So I was kind of worried about breathwork. So I was like, is she going to make me have to know what she's looking for? And then even when we were starting, I was very nervous because I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to access it. Then we did get somewhere. But anyways.
That's so good. Yeah, my EMDR
I didn't feel better after it, though. She said my brain was doing healing work.
I do think it's like.
And maybe that's why I'm so tired afterwards and feeling worse.
I think it's the most draining thing in the world.
Yeah. I'm doing it again on Thursday.
Because it's like you spend most of your life trying to avoid these feelings you're having, and this is you being like surrendering to them for better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
How was your set at the show? I'm sorry I left.
I did the same 12 minutes I do all over town every night of my life.
I have fun.
I tried to like do a joke about breathwork, but it didn't quite land. No, I tried to do a joke about the urologist who told me I jerk off too much.
Oh, yeah, what'd you say?
I don't know. I just like brought him up and was hoping a joke would come out and like. When you were on, I was kind of thinking, and I had funny stuff I was, like, thinking. But then once I got on stage, I couldn't remember it.
Isn't that funny when you're like, I'll just say the word and see what happens, and, like, no one laughs, and you're like, anyways, so.
What was I going to say?
That place is cute. Alicia? Who are those people?
The people.
In the audience. Who do you think?
I don't know.
They seem so earnestly, like,
they were raucous,
ready for a good they were so just like out on the town for a good time.
I know, it was refreshing.
Yeah, because I'm convinced no one in Los Angeles even leaves their house at night.
Really?
Do you think they do?
I think they do.
Interesting. First of all, I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying it here. It's been absolute bliss.
That's so good.
It's just like the sun is actually shining.
Yeah.
Although I do think it was the Erewhon keto muffins I bought that made me puke both ends.
I know, but you really can't hang out after this.
I don't know.
Okay.
I just am in a, I'm so behind on everything.
What are you behind on?
Well, I need to, Sam sent me her latest pass the script.
Yeah.
And I've owed her my read and pass for like 3 weeks.
Oh, you know who I saw on the street the other day?
Hmm.
Alana Wolpert.
Oh my God.
Her dog.
Star of stage and screen.
Yeah.
She's killing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so funny. We had her on the pod and now it's a multi-billion. Now her movie's a billionaire.
Now, you know, she's Taylor.
Now she is my Taylor. That's fun. Yeah. And then I also obviously have a self-tape that was due 4 days ago and kind of just like want to be asleep.
I ordered a rug.
Oh, which one?
Checkered.
What
brick,
color?
Brick.
Oh, love.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I know.
That was your goal for the new year.
That was my goal for the new year. It was my goal to say,
and like January.
I've been like doing, you know, when you're like, doing your to-do lists and you're like, okay, like this is something.
Yeah.
But I'm not creating anything.
Oh, well, my whole life is inventing tasks that aren't real, aren't rewarding. Yeah. I am so good at planning shit, doing shit that gives me nothing of substance.
It's so well documented, but like, it's such a vibe when you do something and you realize you forgot to put it on your to-do list, so you can't cross it off. And then you kind
German
of
word.
Yeah, then you like write it down to cross it off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
I wouldn't write it down to cross it off, but I would be like, oh.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I could do this thing right now, but I'm like, I haven't written it down yet. I'm like, let me go write it down and then I'll do it.
So where is your to-do list?
I have this little notebook.
So it's
I usually,
what's the opposite of virtual? Analog.
Yeah, I do an analog thing where I it's actually kind of cute. I might get back into bullet journaling.
That brought you a lot of joy.
It's loosely inspired by bullet journal in that, like, on one side of the page, I'll do a week. Like, I'll write down what week it is, and I'll write down all the tasks I should do that week. And then next to it, I'll do, like, dailies, like, each day. And I'll pull from the weekly to get to my dailies. And then I'll do a box on the side of the dailies where I say appointments I have that day.
That sounds really good. You sound like a TikTok girl.
I am a TikTok girl at heart in some ways. Do you think I should be wearing product or not wearing product?
Strong opinions, loosely held.
What's that from again?
I don't know. It's what we need to have.
Yeah.
Everyone. Strong opinion. Everyone, that's what we need to have. Strong opinions, loosely held.
That's from something.
Yeah, let's find out. Can we hack the mainframe over there? Wait. Should you use product? I thought your hair looks really good today.
Well, today it's not wearing product.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep thinking about the offhand joke you made. That's making me laugh so hard. We're all going in for the group picture backstage at the show, The Allegiant. And Pat's wearing his new jacket. And he goes, are we leaving our Patagonia jackets on or off? We're taking them off.
I didn't even think that was that funny.
I don't know why. You know, something just tickles you.
The thing about... Oh, yeah.
You just think that person's so funny.
The thing about Traitors is that it dropped 3 episodes. And now I'm like on the second half of the third one. So it's like, in going home after this, I will be staring at the abyss.
Mm-hmm.
I had the option of seeing a movie with friends. I chose not to.
What were they
that.
Seeing?
Well, Boy and the Heron.
What's that?
I don't know, but I got anxiety about how boring it sounded.
Yeah, it sounds like young adult. It sounds like
no. I think it's like a famous director, but I think it's animated. It's like someone who's like literally famous and like
yeah.
But
I'm stupid, by the way.
Yeah, and I But,
I'm sorry.
So I'll go
burped.
Home. I'll be staring into the abyss. It's almost like I don't even want to watch the second half of the third episode because there's going to be nothing after that. Yeah. What should I watch? Scripted.
Well. Scripted. Have you seen all the big ones?
No.
Like, have you watched The Sopranos?
Yes.
Have you watched 6 Feet Under?
No.
Pat?
I just got
so excited for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, my God. Pat? It not only is the best show of all time, there's gay in it.
I know. I mean, I've actually watched the pilot.
It is the best show of all time.
I am so attracted to that guy, Dexter.
Michael C.
Yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
It's the best show
ever.
6 Feet
Under, starring Dexter.
Starring Dexter. Every performance in that show is beyond.
My first New York roommate was obviously my cousin's friend, and she
classic.
Loved watching Dexter at night, and she loved, and I would watch it with her. And she loved the opening credits, and you were never allowed to skip them.
What happens in them?
It's, like, symbolic, I guess, because it's him making breakfast and, like, starting his day, but he's doing it kind of violently.
Oh, I've never seen that show.
Or there's, like, an insinuation of almost violence in the way he cuts his eggs or whatever.
Yeah, that's cool.
I guess.
You thought it was kind of obvious.
Well, I think after the 19th time watching it, I was like, let's go ahead and skip the credits. Like,
Did you ever watch the Sharon Horgan show about the Irish sisters?
Bad Sisters?
Yeah.
I watched a lot of it, and I really liked it, but I couldn't. I will say I loved it so much. There was something about it that wasn't quite, like, propulsive enough.
Oh, like, I was so sad when it ended.
Just so many foiled attempts that I was like, okay. But I love her.
She is
I actually love her.
I'm so embarrassed that I met her and said nothing interesting.
When did you meet her?
2019, when I was young. I went to her office, and she was like, it's like, have an idea. And then she was like, did you have any ideas? And I was like, I just love to, like, do something.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid. Oh, my God.
She's a classic person that erupts. You're like, we can get you to meet her.
Yeah, and then you do, and you have nothing to say, and you're boring. Yeah. You're stupid. Oh, no, sorry. I'm not allowed to say that anymore. I'm awesome, and every time I go to the bathroom, I'm supposed to high-five myself.
Really?
Are you okay?
Every time you go to the bathroom, you're supposed to high-five yourself.
In the mirror, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
Are you choking on something?
No.
Oh.
Just like a normal clearing of the throat.
Totally.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm in a bad mood for sure.
It's okay.
Should we take a letter?
Yeah, let's do a letter for help.
Hi, Kat and Pat. I'm a 23-year-old twink that recently hooked up with a 41-year-old via Grindr. Normal. He was into more of that daddy and boy dynamic. Give him my number, even though I'm his exact same age, which was new to me. But ultimately, I ended up finding it very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, join the fucking club. Like, potentially the best sex I've ever had to date.
Sure.
Since then, I've been trying to determine if I have some weird psychosexual thing about my father. My dad and I have a perfectly fine relationship, and I don't have self-proclaimed daddy issues. But I feel like we as a culture often associate the sexual dynamic with a traumatic father-child relationship. For example, after leaving the hookups apartment, I immediately started wondering what happened in his childhood that made him want to sit in his lap. Is this just residual Freud bullshit in the culture, or do I need to worry about this? Happy to answer any follow-up questions if necessary.
First of all, I'm obsessed with saying, do I need to worry about this?
I don't think you need to worry about it. I think it's so common. I don't know why it is. I don't think it is. To quote Erica Jane, one time Erica Jane said, I think it would be all too easy to say I had daddy issues. But I'm kind of like, well, it's easy because it's true about you. Because she has like an absent father and then married like an 89-year-old. And she was like, I think it would be all too easy. No, it sounds like you don't have daddy issues. I just think...
Some things are hot.
I think sometimes more so than your own personal, more so than your own personal relationship with your father, I think society conditioned you to view masculinity as a certain way. And I think an older man oftentimes fits that vibe more than a younger man. So that's why you're kind of drawn to it. And then I don't know why older guys like younger guys, actually. I'm not attracted to anyone even a day younger than me.
Older guys, like, yeah, I feel like sometimes.
I was talking to my, I don't know why I keep bringing him up on this podcast, but I was talking about my sponsor.
Uh-huh.
I was talking about a crush who I have that I have on a person that's older than me. And I was like, I don't even know if he's into younger. And he was like, everyone's into younger. And I was like, I don't think that's true.
Well,
for instance, me.
Society is into younger.
Yeah. If you're like casting your next project, but if you're casting your next sexual experience, I guess, I don't know.
I think maybe we have to get a little older to think that younger's hot. Because right now younger seems like...
I mean, I'm pretty old.
You're not old.
I'm 35 plus. I could be president. Is that true? Is that true?
It's true and right, and you should be.
35 years is the age. Someone in my grade could be president. At any given moment, at any point, someone in my grade could become president.
That's so good.
Stacy could be president.
Stacy, after sleeping with him.
And the hymn from the hymn in question.
Yeah.
This is also like an important part of it. The hymn, because Stacy was the hostess at a pizza restaurant, and the hymn was a chef at the pizza restaurant.
This is giving like Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Are you going to sleep with him, Stacey?
Is it Tanya, the girl who he
Tyra.
Liked?
Tyra.
Tyra.
I love Tyra.
Yeah, that show is so good.
Yeah.
I'm so horny for that guy.
I'm pretty Coach. Horny for him. Oh, you're. Oh, I was thinking you meant Riggins.
Well, of course.
Now who's into younger?
Oh, it's Riggins.
Well, in the in show, he's a high schooler.
Oh, cool. Awesome. He is the hottest fucking thing on the planet.
Yeah. Why didn't he launch?
You know what? Brian always talks about, like, people they tried to make happen. Like, they really tried to make him happen.
Did they try to make... They didn't... Really, none of the talented young cast of that show launched.
What about Mr. Kirsten Dunst?
Mr.
Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, I know. I don't believe in him.
I love his work.
I do.
Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons, I don't believe in.
He's good in everything.
He was only good in Love and Sex.
But they would never
Love and Death.
And no,
what? Love and Death is... Elizabeth Olsen in Love and Death.
So good.
Literally did the damn thing.
I know. That show is so good. No one talks about it.
I know.
I don't think this person needs to worry.
No, they definitely don't need to worry.
I think it's so common.
Especially when you're 23, you're like experiencing new things and you probably, it's also probably very novel. Like as a 23-year-old, you've never hooked up with a 41-year-old. So you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. And maybe it's like, also, I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe it's all, it's less like father, son and more like being taken care of. It's like sexual to be like, oh my God, I can just relax and be like taken care of.
But isn't it interesting that so much gay porn, and maybe this is true of straight, is based in stepdad, stepson dynamic.
So much straight porn to his family stuff.
It's so weird.
It's so insane.
Yeah.
One time a friend of mine was like, I've heard redact the name.
Yeah.
Was like, she was drunk. She's like, obviously, you want to fuck your brothers. I was like, no, I don't. She was like, if I had one, I'm sure I'd want to fuck him. I was like, no, I really, really don't. She's like, everyone does. I'm like, you don't have brothers. You don't understand. It's not like that. She's like, you do.
What did I jerk off to last night?
Yeah, I can't. Oh, interesting.
I watched porn last night. What was it?
I'm getting so lazy in my old age. I only use my vibe. I used to only do hand.
Really?
Now I'm always reaching for that little girl. It's
well,
a little
now
blue
I'm
girl
so
this
paranoid
big.
That like, I'm like
coming too much
and it's making me pee too much.
I would just enjoy the coming. It's like the one thing we have.
I know, literally.
It's not. You have a lot. You need to focus on all the good things you have. I'm saying it to myself too.
I had the kind of protein bar that is tastes so good, but makes you feel like such shit after.
What's it called?
It's I'm almost embarrassed to say the name. Because it's, like, not a common protein bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of can't find it anywhere except for the vending machine at my gym.
Okay.
And it's called MRE bars.
MRE. What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Muscle?
But I think meals ready to eat, which is, like...
Oh.
Well, that's based on, like, military.
Oh. That's what it's based on.
Yeah. It's based on military. Like, that's what they eat is, like, they have these MREs. And I know that
I can't believe the military is real.
I know.
Like, isn't it crazy? It's, like... Okay.
I know.
We live in hell.
My little cousin is in the military.
Really?
Yeah, and he was...
What pocket of it? There's so many little...
I think Maine.
Fight.
Yeah.
Maine is fighting.
Well, then Navy is boat.
Navy swimming.
Navy's fighting, swimming, flying.
Pilot.
Yeah.
And then there's office, and there's hospital.
And then there's... Yes, yeah, yeah. And then there's, like...
Maps.
Yeah, there's maps and there's like being in, there's like computers.
And then there's like putting a chess piece on a map.
Yeah. And then there's like going to schools.
Yeah. I love in Game of Thrones when they'd always have like this huge map and they'd be like, and what if we did this? And it's like, okay.
I wish I remembered any of Game of Thrones.
It's the best ever.
I also get why you love the podcast that we listen to that we were talking about.
Why?
Because all the evil people in it, like in the middle of their like nefarious conversations about killing people, they'll like talk about how like where they are in Game of Thrones.
It's so niche. It's like if you just watched Game of Thrones this year, you'll really like this true crime podcast.
I think that narrator has narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh, Olivia Lanice. Olivia LaVoice.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say because what if she listens?
Well, then let's get her on here and she can tell us if she has it or not.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. She's so funny.
And like intentionally.
No.
Yeah. Like she'll include.
Imagine
things.
Your name. No, shout out, by the way. We love your work. Olivia LaVoice.
Yeah.
What's this?
What is that?
This is my impression of being on The Voice.
Oh. I know. What would it be like to be a judge on The Voice?
The Greatest Rush?
The Greatest Rush of all.
I feel
is judging on The Voice. I feel like I'm
Did you finish that pod?
I'm on like 15, episode 15 or 16 or maybe 14, but it's like kind of figured it out. And is there anything?
What do you
are
think
there
happened?
Any new twists or turns to come? I think like I literally think what Queen is saying is what happened.
You believe Queen?
I texted you. I was like, I texted you not me believing Queen's testimony.
I didn't see that.
Girl, I texted
that
you.
That was been a while ago.
It was 3 days ago at most.
I don't believe a single word Queen says.
Bailey dropped a dumbbell on Micah's head. Bailey could not lift a dumbbell. I had a, oh my God.
Bailey was a beautiful small girl.
You know when you had vision, something put me in a good... I'm so laughing that this now qualifies as a good mood. Wait, this is such a real thought I had that I was like, oh, cool. Like, I was at the gym today and I was putting away my weights and there was a girl stretching on the floor and I had a vision of me accidentally dropping my dumbbell on her head and crushing her and feeling so bad. And I was like, that'd be such a nightmare situation.
Yeah.
And then I remember, and then I was like, well, at least that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. I'm in a good mood. Because I didn't. Because I didn't drop a dumbbell on this woman's head.
You can
head.
Always access that feeling.
Yeah.
Whenever you need
it. Well, unless I do drop one on someone's head. Unless I pull a Bailey. In that case, I can't.
You know, I went to the Equinox in Culver City. Per Johnny's recommendation.
Did I tell you about my date in Culver City ever?
No.
Oh, my God. Hellish.
You know, Culver City is home to a delicious warm salad I've been getting since 2018.
Really? Where's the place called?
Ask Amy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me get her on the phone.
If you CK me. If you CK me about the warm salad. It's called like warm.
I went on this date with this guy who was like insistent on showing me Culver City. He was like, I'm really excited to show you Culver City. And I was like,
what's wrong with people?
I was like, I guess. So I get there.
Isn't that one of the least beautiful places of this whole town?
Yeah, he thought it
it's
was
like a parking lot.
He thought it was amazing, but he didn't like. I was like, "What are you trying to show me?" He would like point. He'd be like, "Those lights light up at night." It was like a normal light. I was like, "Yeah,
one would hope."
Cool. And then it took, and then like he drove me from his apartment to the restaurant. So then I was trapped at the restaurant. Like I couldn't leave the restaurant.
Served the restaurant.
It was such hell.
What kind of restaurant?
That was the other thing. We're walking around Culver City. He's like, so what are you in the mood for?
Oh, no.
I was like, you're cultivating this Culver City.
You're Mr. Culver.
I was like, you think I know what kind of cuisine Culver City offers?
Have I told you guys about my new drag name?
What?
Samila ETA.
Samila. Oh, that's funny.
Thank you. Something. I kept saying it. Someone was
okay,
like,
how about my new drag name? Somali A. Like... My last initial is A. I'm Somali A.
Oh, so like Somali A?
Yeah.
That's cool. Somali A and Samila ETA. Somali and Samila. Oh, that's really good. It's really fun to...
Oh, my God. I my problem with dating is...
You not dropping a dumbbell on someone's head is a good mood.
That's literally like what counts for a good mood for me. Do you know what I can't say about dating?
Go on.
I feel fury when someone's being annoying on a date. Like, I actually am not an angry person. I actually rarely feel angry.
I'm angry constantly.
When someone's being annoying on a date, I'm incensed. I'm like, can you please stop? Why are you doing it?
What does someone do?
What's screaming in my head is, why are you doing this to me? They'll just be like telling a long story.
Oh, my God.
And in my head, I'm screaming, why are you doing this to me?
Who were we with that was like...
telling a long story? Was it on the podcast?
No. Oh God. This is something else. There's someone I know who's always like, I have this amazing story about blank. And then you have to be like, okay, so do you want to tell it?
Oh, that's so
annoying.
And
then they go on for a really long time.
It sucks. I'm getting mad.
Ken, what did someone do that was annoying to you on your date?
They just talked a long time.
I guess if they were interesting, it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah. Or funny.
Well, it's hard when you're the funniest person.
Well, I have enjoyed other funny people.
They're out there. They're hard to find.
Yeah.
Wow, that felt really erotic how I just touched this.
Yeah. Like, did I tell you my massage that was erotic, though not sexual?
Yeah, I hate to say you've told me a few times.
Well, I have an amazing story about a massage that was erotic but not sexual.
Oh, go ahead. this is fun. I went to dinner and I saw the Hawkeye from Ted. No, sorry. There's a lot of Hawkeyes in Ted Lasso.
Of course.
Brett. Not Brett, who I'm addicted to. I don't know this actor's name, but he plays Jamie Tott.
Jamie Tott. I don't know who anyone is on that
show.
Oh,
really? You guys know that one? He's so fucking
hot. I've never seen the frame of it.
He was having dinner with definitely like a girlfriend type.
Phil Dunster.
That's a tough one for a hottie. Mr. Dumpster. But he was looking sexy as fuck.
I'm like wanting the rest of my fucking protein bar that makes me feel like trash.
MRE.
Yeah.
It reminds me of
Oh, I left it in my car.
MRE, what does that remind me of? Well, MRI.
Guess what I'm already dreading?
What?
Pulling out of this parking lot.
Well, that's everything. Everything in LA is like, well, then I'd have to find a way to park and a way to get out.
I know. That's why
pulling Uber out is scary.
That's why Uber did the show. The pullout method.
The pullout method is the method. Pullout method is scary. Oh, on my way pulling in here, I got honked at by 47 cars.
Are you serious?
I've
honestly never done these two things. Honked at someone or shouted at someone. I've never shouted at someone.
Interesting.
I don't think I ever would.
It's so beautiful you're not angry. I'm so angry.
I think my anger is turned inward.
That sucks. I get angry at myself too, but I say this with love and I am unwell and I'm getting help.
Cool.
I'll hit myself.
Oh, you do hit yourself.
Not in a while, but it's like in the past I've turned inward, hurt myself.
Yeah.
Trigger warning. not to bring down the mood.
Of course not. Do you like these joggers? I just bought them.
Are they Vuori?
Yes.
My dad's obsessed with Vuori.
I know. And your dad also told me about Roan.
He's obsessed with Roan. And the one time we walked into Roan, there was a guy.
Expensive stuff, though.
Okay.
You have to choose one piece that you're really excited about, I think.
He loves the pants.
Yeah.
So we walk in and there's a guy who works there because he's like, comes with my dad. And he's like, he's wearing head to toe Roan, like casual basics.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, can I help you? And my dad's like, yeah, sorry, do you work here? He's like, yeah. It was so crazy.
I think for Roan, I would have to go to a brick and mortar location. Do you know what location really depresses me? Century City Mall.
Have I been there? Is there a Target?
No, it's like high end, kind of. But also, it's just like so depressing to me.
Really? I feel so safe in a mall.
Well, it's like you can't even say you're in it because it's completely outside.
Oh, that's not a mall then, is it?
No, but here it is a mall.
I would call that more of a shopping center.
I know, but here it's a mall. You have to see it because it is a mall. Like it's multiple stories, but they're all outside.
Yeah.
That's where the person at Suit Supply told me that he's never met someone named Pat before. And that it was a really weird name. He said, Pat, that's a weird name. And I said, is it? And he said, oh, I just feel like I don't really meet a lot of Pats. And I said, I feel like I meet a lot of Pats. And he said, yeah, maybe 80-year-old grandmas.
Red to fill.
And his name was friggin'
Dustin. Wait till Sommelie A gets her hands on him. Well, in middle school and high school, I used to shop in the Rice Village, which was an outdoor mall.
Rice Village. I had a lovely run around Vice Campus. They had a girl named Grace that was running very well a couple years ago, and I'm not sure what happened to her last season.
Aww.
Maybe look into that.
Let's get her on the pod.
Your dad teaches at Rice, by the way.
I know. I always forget. My dad teaches at Rice, by the way. Entrepreneurship. Yeah, it's so nice to run around that campus.
Yeah.
Even though it's hot as hell.
I was imagining that girl, Grace, whose last name is escaping me.
She'd definitely be bouncing around there.
Doing tempos and stuff around that.
What's tempo?
Tempo is generally like, well, it's a vague term, but it can mean a lot of things. But if I was to say a textbook definition of tempo, I would say it's around a 20-minute effort at a pace where your body's producing lactic acid at the same rate that it's clearing it out. And generally, that's about equivalent to a pace you could hold for an hour in a race setting.
Now, a pace I can hold for an hour would be city.
You're doing a tempo right now.
I'm doing a tempo right now. 20 minutes like this.
But people play around with tempo. Sometimes people do like a 10-mile tempo at like marathon pace. Sometimes people do.
My cousin ran a half marathon.
And how'd it go?
Apparently, really well.
Houston was this morning, wasn't it?
I suppose.
And what would you say if I told you a new women's American record was set in the half marathon? this morning in Houston.
I would say that's so wonderful.
Whiny Kalati.
Sure.
Whiny Kalati said it. And isn't it interesting?
Congratulations to her.
That the women's American record has changed hands like 4 times in the last 3 years, while the men's is like 15 years old.
Who is the men's?
I believe it's Ryan Hall from back in like 2008.
Who's Ryan Hall?
Who's Ryan Hall? Ryan Hall was part of the big
three. The smile you just did was so cute. You were like.
Ryan Hall was part of the big three from 2000.
What's the big three?
The big three was a historically good high school class of.
From where?
Well, there was Alan Webb, who was from Virginia, Ryan Hall, who was from Big Bear, California, and Dothan Ritzenhine, who was from Michigan. And they were all historically good, and they were all seniors the same year. And so national championships that year, it was really viewed as a clash of the big three. And Dothan won, Alan got second, and Ryan Hall. What are you looking at?
It's a really sexy picture.
Is it current day, Ryan?
Jacked.
Okay, look at now. Google Ryan Hall Boston Marathon and look at the difference.
Okay,
because now Ryan has stopped. Ryan was a miler in high school and college, and then he ended up in like 2007.
Oh my god,
trying the half marathon and doing really well, and I'm setting the American record, I believe.
This person,
and then he transitioned. That's the same person.
Looks a bit unwell in this photo.
Well, he was running very well at that time, and anyways.
He looks like.
But do you want to hear this bit of trivia?
Yeah, of course.
In 2000. Foot Locker National Championships, the big three took 1 through 3. Guess who was 4th place? Charlie Millione, who went to my high school.
That's sick.
Yeah, it was a cool trivia fact.
Ryan Hall looks yummy now.
Yeah, and Sarah Hall, his wife, is not running very well in her 40. She just turned 40.
She is or isn't?
She is. Like,
they're all Ryan Hall. They have a website.
They're very Christian.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's tough and hello.
At first, they were like the big Christians of the big three. Because Sarah, in 2000, Sarah won Foot Locker. So she's kind of connected to the big three intrinsically because she won that year. But what I'll say about Sarah Hall is that, and Ryan Hall is like, of Ryan Hall, Alan Webb, and Dothan Ritzenhine, like, Dothan always seemed the coolest and the most kind of secular. And then, like, Ryan Hall was always, like, really Christian. And Alan Webb I didn't know about. But now Alan Webb and his wife, Julia Webb, are literally the most Christian. And they're like,
This is freaky. I'm sorry.
Anti-choice. They're very anti-choice.
As someone who knows a lot of Christians, it's just not what's up. It's so crazy. And I love God.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. My Uber
Runners
driver.
Have this way of looking like
my Uber driver in Denver was convinced that what I'm missing in my life is Jesus. She was sure of it.
Yeah, but what does Jesus mean to you?
I don't know. She was positive that if I could find Jesus, it would be okay.
Well, you can
find Jesus. She told me about Jesus and Lion's Mane. So I went with the Lion's Mane route, but it obviously is doing nothing.
Well, the thing about Jesus is you could accept him into your heart right now if you wanted. We do a baptism.
He's knocking on the door.
He literally is. That's what they say. They say it's. And I used to cry and be like, how do I know if he's in my heart? And they were like, he is. And I'd be like, okay, but I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we do one more letter for help then wrap it up?
What's the German word for every time? Like, you know when like people post, like, these are your zodiacs. These are the zodiacs. Or, like, these are the, like, what's it called?
Astrology?
No, like, what's it called when it's your...
Horoscope?
Horoscope. And, like, because, like, they can't have enough for all the slides, they split it up into two.
Yeah.
Scorpio's never on the first one I see, and I'm always having to then click and go to whatever.
Same.
So annoying.
I know exactly what you mean.
But like, hey, at least we didn't jump it up well on someone's head today.
Okay, I'll read this one. Okay. This is from GGH. Hey, Kat and Pat, hope you're well. We're not. I'm 22. I'm 22. My age is not relevant to the story, but I thought I'd goop you. Okay, slay. And I started talking to this girl I met on Hinge a couple weeks ago. Once we started texting, we talked all day, and I definitely developed a serious case of FOT, feelings over text. Love that acronym.
Interesting.
I'm not living in NYC full-time, but I'm here for the month of January, and I'm starting a job here in June. However, somehow, none of this ever came up during my conversations with this girl. Anyway, we went on a date, and right at the beginning, she asked me where I lived, and I told her the sitch. But the energy immediately changed, and the date ended up being super weird. The next day, she texted me saying she was actually looking for something more serious and that she was taken by surprise finding out I'm not here full time. The funny thing is that I actually liked her so much that in my head we were going to be in a beautiful long-distance relationship until I was back in a couple months. So I sent her this super long text apologizing, saying I didn't want to mislead her and that I might sound crazy, but I actually felt like what we have could develop into something. She hasn't responded. I feel pretty silly and also guilty. Is there anything else I can do to save this, or is it unfortunately over?
I think you had
to, out of breath.
I know. I think she has to put it out of mind for now. Go do the damn thing for 2 months or however long, and then come back and be like, hey, I'm back for FT now. But this girl is being weird about it.
I think it's weird that she would react that way.
Yeah, it is weird.
Also, like, January to June isn't that long.
Yeah. It feels so long.
Well, even if she was upset, I think she still should have, she still owes you a response to your text.
Yeah, I think respond to people's texts.
So maybe she's
not the one.
Not the one. But I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I still if I were you, would still follow up in June and be like, hey, I'm here. Do you want to get together?
Yeah, and see what the vibe is. And be like, hey, I have a question. Were you going through something back in January? Because yeah, I couldn't help but notice you were a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. You can draft a text right now saying, why were you weird in January?
Yeah.
Hope that helps.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gigi, for caring. And are you hot today?
I actually don't feel hot today, interestingly okay. enough. You know, I felt hot yesterday, but a classic thing happened. A stranger posted a picture of me from the show, Love, and didn't look quite good, did I?
Did you, Love?
Why did they do that? How could I? Because I did, like, feel hot yesterday. But, like, these people find these angles to capture you from, and they post it.
People don't know things.
I did look good yesterday, didn't I?
You always look good.
How could they have done that to me?
Personal vendetta.
Yeah.
I feel hot, but I don't look hot, but I don't care because my hair is dirty.
You look hot.
Okay. My hair is dirty. My crush of the week is my new healer, Alika.
Oh, God. I forgot about crush of the week. Oh, my God.
Whatever are you going to do?
Honestly, like...
The girl who didn't get hit with the barbell.
No, like, everyone at the gym was the worst energy today.
I'm sorry.
And it was my least favorite teacher. He, like, believes too much in, like, fantasy. Like, he's very kind of, like, granola. I love describing someone as granola.
I know, it's so 90s.
But he wears, like, a fleece, a big oversized fleece, and he has long hair and, like, is granola.
How
and
did that take off granola?
I don't know. It's because, like, people who, like, hiked in Portland, like, right. would eat granola.
And now think of how big granola is.
I eat it every day, but I am not granola.
No.
I am not what I eat.
Sorry, you were saying.
And so he really believes in, like, mind-muscle connection, but to a point of, like, insanity where he, like, he'll make you do a million warm-ups where you're, like, pretending to lift weights.
That sounds good.
I'm like, this is a huge waste of time. Which by the way, is money. But so long story short, my crush of the week is the brand Kit Kats.
So good.
You know, I did this sad. This is a like baby shoes never worn saddest story ever told.
Yeah.
I was on my way out to stage last night and like on like one of the like scaffolding shelves in backstage at the Elysian, there was like a Kit Kat wrapper that was like kind of 3D. I was open, but like 3D. And I literally felt it to see if there was any. As though I'm going to like.
You just, the voiced it.
Yeah. Yeah. To see if there was any scraps for a girl like me.
That's tough. I would never eat scraps.
When I went to. When I did, I want to be honest about the fact that I did a stand-up show on Friday on the front patio of a boba space, and my cousin was in town, and she came, and she ordered a boba, and they, like, just put a Kit Kat on top of the boba, like, I guess as, like, some kind of flourish.
Sure.
And I had it.
That's awesome. Okay. And that's our episode.
Oh, so my question is Kit Kat, yeah.
Oh, great. Are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
Not even for a second.
Okay.
Heads gum. Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.